Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Truly honored and blessed in the name of Jesus to be before you on today. For once again, as we always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is March 25th. Praise God. We thank God for this being April 25th, 2023. And we want to continue to move forward, trusting God as we continue to move forward, reading the Word of God. We thank you for those that are joining in, hearing the Word of God. For as the Word says, hearing the Word of God, He says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And we come forth to read the Word of God on today. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. We always want to share with you that we come with the reading of the Word of God Monday through Friday from the New King James Version, praise God, of His Holy Word. We also acknowledge that Monday through Friday we read the Word at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then we come with the Word of God, praise God, at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, every Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And we also offer you the opportunity to sow seed into our ministry, praise God, as we continue to move forward reading the Word of God and also coming forth giving the Word, a message from what thus saith the Lord on that day. And that is from Shaw, S-H-A-W, David, D-A-D-I-D, 1968, at yahoo.com. Those are how we offer opportunity to show a love offering in order to keep our program running strong in the name of Jesus. With the reading of the Word and the bringing of the inspirational messages, even by Lady Diane Shaw, that comes forth in that Word as well. Minister Andrew Orlander, he too is in the process of coming back on board. But we thank God for him and his wife and their transition and what it is that they're doing out there in California. But so that there be no longer ado, we're going to continue reading the Word from the book of Genesis out of the New King James Version. We want to say hello to all those listening out there in Indonesia. Praise God. We also want to acknowledge, amen, the listeners that we have out there in Germany. Amen.
Amen.
And we also recognize our Canada listeners and our supporters that are out there. Amen. We pray for those out there in Sweden and India and, praise God, South Korea, Japan. Amen. We also just once again say hello to all of our brothers and sisters as well here in the United States of America. God bless you. Those in New York, those in South Carolina, those in California and Georgia, praise God, those in Illinois. God bless each and every one of you once again. Praise God. We want to pray for your family, pray for your finances, pray for your protection and health in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on today, Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and allowing us in the name of Jesus to come before you on today, once again, to read your word. We ask that you continue to be with us, be with those that are hearing us, and allow your spirit to continue to manifest through your word in the radio wave as we move forward. Let them hear your word and continue to increase in that faith, oh Lord. And let your understanding through the spirit within us to receive, God, continue to be blessed in our physical bodies and in our shelters, Lord God, and providing our amenities, Lord God, for salvation to win. We thank you, Lord, as we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. But once again, praise God. We come with the word out of the New King James Version. We're reading chapter 17 from the book of Genesis. Let us read. Genesis chapter 17. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him, to Abraham, and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name should be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you,
and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which your offspring are, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male shall among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days among you shall be circumcised. Every male child in your generation, he who is born in your house or bought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant, he who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money must be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. Then God said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her Sarah, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her and shall be a mother of nations, king of peoples shall be from her. Then Abraham fell on his feet and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 19 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. Then God said, no, Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall be got 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at the set time next year. Then he finished talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. So Abraham took Ishmael, his son, all who were born in his house, and all who were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of the foreskin that very same day. As God had said to him, Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. That very same day, Abraham was circumcised, and his son Ishmael, and all the men of his house, born in the house, or bought with money from a foreigner, were circumcised with him. Genesis chapter 18. Then the Lord appeared to him by the territory of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door and met them and bowed himself to the ground and said, My Lord, favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant. Please let a little water be brought and wash my feet and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh your heart. After that, you may pass by in as much as you have come to your servant. They said, do as you are upset. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, quickly, make ready three masses of fine flour meal. Knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd, took a tender and good calf, gave it to a young man, and he hastened to prepare it. So he took butter and milk and the calf which he had prepared, and set it before them. And he stood by them under a tree as they ate. Then they said to him, Where is Sarah, your wife? Here in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Sarah was listening in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? The Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I surely bear child since I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, No, but you did laugh. And the men rose from there and looked toward Sodom. Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very great, I will go down now and see whether they have done all together according to the outcry against it that have come to me, and if not, I will know. Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom. But Abraham still stood before the Lord. And Abraham came near and said, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Will you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? Fair be it from you to do this such thing as this, to save the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be asked the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do it? So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the place for their sake. Then Abraham answered and said, indeed, I, who am but dust and ashes, have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than the 50 righteous, would you destroy all of the city for lack of 5? So he said, if I find thou 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke to him yet again and said, suppose there should be 40 found there. So he said, I will not do it for the sake of 40. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry. I will speak pose. 30 should be found there. So he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, indeed, now I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there. So he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Eve. And Abraham returned to his place. Genesis chapter 19. Now, two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he arose and met them, and bowed down himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, "Hear now, my lord, please turn into your servant's house and spend the night, and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way." And they said, "No. But we will spend the night in the open square." But he insisted strongly, so they turned in to him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Now, before they lay down, the men in the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, "Whither are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may have them carnally." So Lot went out to them through the doorway, the door behind him, and said, "Please, my brother, do not do so wickedly. So now, see, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do not do these men. Since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof." And they said, "Stand back." Then they said, "This one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them." So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door. But the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the door. Then the men said to Lot, "Have you any else here?" And the Lord, "Your son, your daughter, and whoever you have in the city, take them out of this place, or we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who had married his daughters, and said, "Get up! Get up! Of this place, get out, for the Lord will destroy this city." But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. When the morning dawned, the angel urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are there, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's and in the hands of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful to him. And they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, that he said, "Escape for your lives. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain to the mountains, lest you be destroyed." Then Lot said to them, "Please, no, my Lord. Indeed, now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die. See now, this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little one, and my soul shall live?" And he said to him, "See, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow the city for which you have spoken, nor escape there. I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city is called Zoar. The sun had risen upon the city when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of that city, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain. And he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land which went up like the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the city of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and slept out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt. Then Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt at the mountains, and his two daughters were with him. But he was afraid to dwell in Zoar. And he and his two daughters dwelt in the cave. Now the firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is no man on the earth to come in to us as is the custom of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve the lineage of our father." So they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. It happened on the next day that the firstborn said to the younger, "Indeed, I lay with my father last night. Let us make him drunk wine tonight also, and you go in and lay with him, that we may preserve the lineage of our father." when they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him. And he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. Thus both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. The firstborn, a son, and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the people of Ammon to this day. In Abraham, chapter 20, Genesis. In Abraham journeyed from Baal to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and stayed in Gerar. Now Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. And Gad came to Abimelech in the dream by night and said to him, indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also? Did he not say to me, she is my sister? And she herself says, he is my brother in the integrity of her heart and innocence of my hands. I have done this. And God says to him in a dream, yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart. For I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet. And he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, now that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours. So Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all his servants, and told all these things in their hearing, and the men were very much afraid. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what have you done to us? Have you offended you? Have I offended you that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds to me that ought not to be done. Then Abimelech said to Abraham, what did you have in view that you have done this thing? And Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife. But indeed, she is truly my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God called me to wander from my father's house, that I should be. This is your kindness that you should do for me. Kindness in every place, wherever we go. Say of me, he is my brother. Then Abimelech took sheep auction in male and female servants and gave them to Abraham. And he restored Sarah, his wife, to him, Abimelech's seed. See, my hand is before you. Be well. Dwell where it pleases you. Then to Sarah he said, behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Indeed, this vindicates you with all who are with you and before you, everybody. Thus she was rebuked. So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servants. Then they bore children, for the Lord had closed up all the wounds of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Genesis 21. And the Lord visited Sarah as he did Sid, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, who Sarah born to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made me laugh, and all who are here will laugh with me. She also said, who would have said to Abraham, to Sarah, would nurse children? I have borne him a son in his old age. So the child grew in his womb, and Abraham had a great feast on the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah was the son of Agar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, scoping. Therefore, she said to Abraham, pass out this bondwoman and her son, and the son of this bondwoman shall not be out with my son, namely with Isaac. And the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's sight because of his son. But God said to Abraham, do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for I, in Isaac, your seed shall be called. Yet I will also make a nation of the son of the bondwoman, because he is your seed. Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and put on her shoulder. He gave it to the boy, to Hagar, and sent her away. Then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water and the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of the shrubs, and she went and sat down across from him at the distance, brought a boy's bow shot. And she said to her, let me see the death of my boy. Let me not see. And she sat
and lifted her voice in wept.
Then God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, "What ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad while he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water, and she gave the lad a drink. So God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. He dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, "God is with you in all that you do. Now, therefore, swear to me by God that you will not deal falsely with me, with my offspring, or with my according to the kindness that I have done to you. You will do to me and to the land in which you have dwelt." And Abraham said, "I will swear." Then Abraham rebuked Abimelech because of the well of water which Abimelech said in Tatsee. And Abimelech said, "I do not know who has done this thing. You do not tell me, nor had I heard of it until today." To Abraham, so he took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and the two of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 70 lambs of the flock by themselves. Then Abimelech asked Abraham, "What is the meaning of these 70 lambs which you have set by themselves? You will take these 70 lambs from my hand, that there may be my witness that I have dug this well." Therefore, he called this place Beersheba, because the two of them swore an oath there. Thus they made a covenant to Beersheba. So Abimelech rose with Phicol, the commander of his army, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham stayed in the land of the Philistines many days. Genesis chapter 22. Now, it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering one of the mountains on of which I shall tell you." Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and rose and went to the place which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkeys. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and he will come back to you." So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire of his hand and the knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, "Father, my father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for burnt offering." So the two of them went together, and they came to the place of which God had told them. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you. And multiply, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of your enemies, and your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Now it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, "Indeed, Malchah also has borne children to your brother Nahor, Hurs his firstborn, Buz his brother, Kemal, the father of Aram, Chest, Hazel, Pildash, Jadolah, and Bethel. And Bethel begot Rebekah. The eight, Milcah, Micaiah, Bar to Nahor, Abraham's brother, his concubine, whose name was Ruma. Also, Bar Tuba, Gehan, Tehash, and Mekah.
Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Genesis chapter 22. And we pick up again on tomorrow. Praise God. We want to thank you for joining us on today and hearing God's holy word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you on today. Again, Lord, we thank you for the obedience, the commitment that we have to continue forth to hear your word so that we not sin against you. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Let it be in within us, which is in also Christ Jesus. God, we thank you, and we give you praise, glory, and honor until we meet again. Jesus' name. One begins me shall prosper. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon. Although they've said, never trapped, I want you to know it.